at the AgChat Advocacy 2.0 conference. I'm visiting with Drew Bender. First of all, Drew, tell me a little bit about yourself and where you're from.
I'm from Central Ohio, and this will be my third year teaching. I'm an agriculture education instructor at the kind of local high school there. And Ohio State University graduate, so, you know, go Bucks.
Got to get that in there. So how do we find you on Twitter before we go any further?
Well, my Twitter handle is just at Drew Bender. Try to keep it easy, and so, you know, always good to look up.
That is good. Well, here we're at this conference. You've had been doing a little bit of work on the conference. Tell me about your involvement, first of all, and what you're doing to help make this happen.
Well, last year I got involved with being on the training committee and, you know, helped plan last year's conference and been very active in planning this year's conference here in Nashville. I've kind of helped handle some of the registration along with Dan Tolan and Amanda Solomon. And then, you know, I kind of also helped kind of arrange some of our T-shirts and polos for our attendees and board members.
So tell me what kind of drew you to this AgChat Foundation, the regular Twitter conversation. Just what is it that tweaked your interest and got you excited to be involved?
Well, I've always, you know, ever since, you know, kind of get involved with just the Tuesday chats, you know, got to know a lot of, you know, folks, you know, through, you know, virtually. And I really like, you know, what the foundation is doing and really kind of trying to use those connections, you know, from the farm and agribusinesses, you know, to the consumers that, you know, are going to be using or consuming those products. So, and I think, you know, just great, you know, to come in here. I enjoy using the social media tools, you know, quite a bit, and seems like a good, easy fit.
So how do you feel about the way this has been going, and do you think we're making a difference?
I do, you know, especially, you know, with the conference here. You know, last year we only had about 50 trainees that we brought in Chicago. This year, you know, we had over 100 people apply for this conference. And, you know, and I just think that, you know, that's kind of the breadth, you know, of what the foundation is doing, you know, kind of really spreading the word and having a lot of people, you know, really kind of having that interest also.
So when it comes to farmers using social media, you know, we've got, like you said, 100 coming in here, give or take. But there's a whole lot more that are involved in those Tuesday chats. Really, these tools are allowing farmers to speak for themselves, finally.
Yeah, I do agree. You know, and it's just amazing, you know, every week, you know, and, you know, we keep seeing, you know, new people pop in, you know, and, you know, just easily, you know, already feeling welcome, you know, in our community. You know, I think that's, you know, one great thing about, you know, us. You know, we do really try to really invite and start interacting with those people.
Now, not everybody that participates is necessarily on our side or even friendly sometimes, but how would you describe how the tools, the interactivity allow us to, even if we disagree, we still can maybe foster some better understanding at least?
Yes, and you know, when we have, you know, some, you know, misinformation coming out sometimes, or, you know, have some disagreements on, you know, within the different sectors, even in agriculture, you know, we still kind of have that common theme of, you know, we want to connect with consumers, and that, and, you know, consumers are searching kind of for the information, you know, with, you know, looking at blogs, you know, following, you know, Twitter accounts, you know, and so, you know, we can easily kind of, you know, it's going to be challenging sometimes, but, you know, it's all about building those relationships.
Great. Well, I think just judging early on, we're just getting ready to get started. This is looking to be a great conference, so kudos to you and the committee and all the volunteers who worked to put this together. Here from the Advocacy 2.0 conference, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.